Hi, y'all. Thanks for listening to the third episode of Tigers Against Tyranny. I'll be honest, I'm not the most organized, so these two segments are actually out of order. You should probably listen to the second half first and then the first half, but I think the first half is the more important issues. That's why it's listed first. After I recorded it, I was like, oh, this is better. This is more important currently. So, it's out of order. Doesn't really matter, but just a heads up. Hi, y'all. Welcome back to Tigers Against Tyranny. We are now going to go through the new administration that is up for election this semester. They will be elected this semester to come in during the next year and semester. Fall 2021 is when they will start. We are going to talk about their goals, their policies, their plans, their candidates. We're going to break it down for a little bit. We're not going to go into too much depth about everything. We're just going to give a quick little overview of what I see coming in possibly for Towson the next year. And I think it's especially important that their goals and their missions are sound because they're going to be handling the first back-in-person semester on campus. And it's crucial that they have everything put together because it is going to be such a challenge to get this done and to work in new circumstances once again. So, I mean, just looking at, you know, their pages, I encourage you guys to go online, they have Instagram, they have Twitter, they are online, they follow back. I welcome you guys to look at their accounts, look at what they're about, look at their candidates. Currently, I see four candidates on there. I think this is the executive branch. I'm also looking to hopefully see more legislative and more positions as we go on. I'm hoping that they add them very soon. They have a little bit information about each person. They're introducing people right now. They have these little interviews. I think they should probably elaborate them because all I'm seeing is 1 minute clips, and in those clips they talk about like one issue they could like fix or change. And not everyone that they're interviewing is a legislative person or can like submit bills or can exactly move issues forward to the policy, so I'm not sure exactly how that helps. Let's get to know their plans or policy, what they could do, but hey, whatever works for them, right? I'll just say, you know, I'm not here to drag these people, not all of them, of course. I think that, you know, the chief of staff candidate is a great candidate. I think they've done a great job this year as part of Transform Towson. I think they'll continue to do a great job. I've seen this person on campus. I've seen them on Zoom. They've done a great job. They're well put together and they're well spoken. They know what the issues are. And I think that's a candidate that I would support. I would also support the presidential candidate and the vice presidential candidate. I've seen these people, I've heard these people speak, especially the presidential candidate, and I would support them, of course, in this upcoming election. I'm wondering if there's any opposition to these people. Is there anyone running against them, or are they just running unopposed and like, oh, here's the candidates you can vote for, but it's one party system? I would hope that there's other people on the other sides that would challenge them and actually give them a challenge. I think they should host a debate on Zoom, in persons distanced, in a big lecture hall, something like that. I think they should host a debate and have all the candidates speak their minds and show the student population via broadcast, of course, on all Towson channels, what they're about, because this is an important position and we never really see it. I think SGA should be elevated. I think that they should have voice and have power. You know, they don't have that much reach, like we said, right? Everything goes to Kim Schatzel's desk. That's what I've been saying online. I've been saying that in person. I've been saying that everywhere that I go, that SGA actually doesn't get anything done unless Kim Schatzel writes her signature. I think that in all the board meetings, I think in all the committee meetings, I think we should have more than one student representative. I think there should be a student section based on population. And I think there should be a voice there that actually has enough votes to overturn it one or the other, make it equal, because these decisions affect us and we are not getting the representation to vote and actually choose the policy decisions and things that are going to be changing on this campus. Students don't actually decide that, yet we're the ones paying between $9,000 and $38,000 to go here. That's ridiculous. Besides that, I would support, you know, changes. I would support improvements at this school. I would support a lot of what Rise Towson has going for them. The one thing that I I'm just a little hesitant on this attorney general candidate. Let me tell you about Jessica Kapoor. I happen to actually, I don't know her personally. Okay, I don't know her personally. I'll tell you that much. I don't know her. I've never spoken to her. She's never spoken to me. I know someone who knew her personally. I knew someone who spoke to her. And it's interesting that she's in this position as a candidate on the top level of SGA, because when she was a freshman, I found her kind of irresponsible. I did not think she was someone that would be qualified for this type of position. Maybe she's grown. Maybe she's changed over her years here at Towson. I don't know that. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt that maybe she did change. Maybe she is better now than what she was back then. But when she was a freshman, she had guests over all the time. I mean, this girl was a party girl. Let me tell you, she was. And she had guests over all the time in her room. She lived in the towers. And once she let an unattended guest go through the bathroom into the other suite room and get in one of the person's bed that wasn't hers or her roommates, it was her suite mates on the other side. They got in their bed. There was someone in that bed. Girl, that's a whole man, a whole stranger in another woman's bed. Are you kidding me? You got to keep track of your guests. Maybe she's changed. Okay, I don't know. I don't know her personally. I just know that one little tidbit. I have no idea what she's like now, what her responsibilities are. Maybe she's very responsible now and very well put together. But at that point in time, which was years ago, of course, she was irresponsible to me. And I didn't think she, you know, seeing her in this position got me concerned. I was like, oh, is she going to handle this properly? I don't know. I don't know. I'll see her interview. I'll see her online. I'll see her in SGA. And maybe we'll see that she's changed. Maybe we'll see a different Jessica. But at this point in time, I'm hoping for opposition, because currently, without knowing her, without knowing what her responsibilities are, without knowing what her goals are, without knowing her priorities or knowing how she is now, I probably wouldn't support her candidacy. So that's a little tidbit about that. But I'm not here to slander people. I'm not here to slander exact students. I'm not here to talk shit all the time about exact people. I think that's a concern that I have for someone running for office. I think it's a valid concern for this person who is going to be in a official position at this school representing the student base. And I want the student base to be represented in the best way possible. And I just have a concern that that might not be the best way possible, but it could be, right? You know, I'm not here to tell you which way to vote or who to vote for. I'm just here to tell you what my concerns are and my views are. You don't gotta listen to it. This is why it's a free country and a free podcast. You don't gotta listen to it. So I'm not here to slander her. I'm not here to tell you that she's, you know, oh, she's such a bad person, don't vote for her. No, if you like her, if you know her, if you know she's different, if you know she's responsible, vote for her. Go ahead, support her. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to say I have a concern, and I think it's a valid concern, and I would be happy to speak with her about it. I would be happy to talk in the General Assembly meeting with her about it. I would be happy to address it. It would be no issue to me. I think she should, you know, have a chance at this candidacy anyway. I mean, anyone who has a 2.5 GPA or higher is allowed to run on this campus, so go at it. Besides her, that is my other critique. I don't think that SGA should have a 2.5 GPA requirement. I see a lot of clubs and organizations, especially Greek Life, having 2.5 GPA requirements. And while I understand that you're here to be a student first and grades come first, I find it kind of, you know, if you're this smart, if you're the excuse from these groups like SJ usually is, well, we need to see that you can handle being a student, right? You can multitask and you can handle the workload and you can handle doing this so you can do the job, right? That you're put together. But for me myself, you know, I don't think that SJ would take up, would eliminate so much of my time that I wouldn't be able to get my schoolwork done. I think that's the case for a lot of students, and they want to get involved, and maybe they had a tough first year, first semester, and they're just below the bar now because they're trying to get back. And it can take over 4 years to get that GPA back up. And you'll never get the chance to be part of SGA or any other Greek life organization or anything like that. But pertaining just to SGA, I don't think there's a certain level of grades for good ideas. I don't think you have to be a certain level of intellect to have good ideas. There are good ideas no matter what your grades are, because grades are arbitrary and grades are a social construct and grades are stupid. And I think they are. Testing is stupid too. Trust me, I'm all down the left, bitch. And testing and grades are so irrelevant to what actual good ideas are. It's ridiculous. Is there a price or a certain level of intellect that you could say there was a good idea for this policy, it's worth a certain amount of dollars or worth a certain level of IQ or GPA? I don't think that's the case. I think that people don't understand that no matter you're book smart, street smart, there's all these different social constructs, but at the end of the day, good ideas are good ideas no matter who they come from. Granted, there are some people you're not going to listen to and they're not going to have good ideas. And even if they have a certain good idea, you got to take into account what else they've said and what their other ideas have been. So you have to take that into account as an encompassing view. But say, for instance, I say we should get rid of the athletics fee and have student athletes paid alone as part of their fee into the school. You get to pay a fee because, first of all, they get some of the tuition covered as a scholarship. And I'm not going to go into that right now, but I think that's a good idea. And is there a certain level of intellect you could tell me that idea is worth? No. So, we got a lot. Okay. This episode is, I don't want to make it too long. I don't want to keep ranting and talking all this shit just because there are other issues that I want to get to. And I'll probably make another SGA episode because it's a hot button issue and they're very responsive online. So maybe they'll hear it. Who knows? But I just want to say, get informed, get out and vote, make sure you know what's going on at this school. That's what's most important. And I want y'all to see SGA, and I want y'all to lift them up and elevate their voices, because they are the biggest power for students on this campus, and we need representation. And currently we don't have the votes for full representation, but at least we got a voice in the room. But we got to get the votes. So I'm not stopping the fight. I'm not going to stop fighting for athletics fee. I'm not going to stop fighting for representation. And I'm not going to stop fighting for votes. But at the same time, get informed, get aware, vote in the SJ election, and check out Rise Towson on Instagram and Twitter today. All right? Thank y'all for listening to Tigers Against Tyranny, and I'll catch y'all on our next episode. Hey y'all, so this is the third episode of Tigers Against Tyranny. It is your host here, and I'm glad that we are finally moving on to our next episode. I'm glad that we're getting this momentum, and I'm glad that we've got listenership. My goal with this podcast, of course, is to reach as many students as possible and get the real issues out in the open as much as possible. And I'm so happy that we're starting to finally to get that momentum pushed, and we're starting to finally get that type of stuff going. Today, we're going to be talking about the Towson SGA, the Student Government Association. Now, I was perplexed, or I was conflicted on what exactly today's topic should be, but I am happy to say that the SGA is a topic that has plenty of content and plenty of stuff to mention. Let's start with a little bit of background. So, current SGA administration is called Transform Towson. I don't know if that's a party or a movement or a platform, whatever it is. Anyway, it's new. It's the first year in it, and the goal with this new administration was to transform Towson into something new, something better, goals, blah, blah, blah. You know, the basic spiel that every politician gives, just at a smaller scale. Before I go into a further history, I will mention that the current president has done a great job. She has been really connected to the student base. She has a lot of great resolutions she's supported, and she has done a lot in her term to transform Towson. I really think that the improvement is there. I think the bills are there, and I think the effort was there. So I'm not trying to rag on the current administration. That's not what this is about. But back to the backstory, right? When I was a freshman, it was Towson United, I believe, was the movement or party. I can't quite remember exactly what was going on back then in terms of the party or the platform or the goals, because I was just a freshman, and SJ wasn't something I was really looking at, because I wasn't looking to be too involved anyway in this school. I was just here to get a degree, right? Turns out it makes a difference, which is true, and I made that mistake, and I don't want you to make that mistake. It makes a difference what happens at this school, whether you're involved or not. Make sure you know that. Take a second and think about that, you know? Because I didn't take that moment, and I missed out on a lot. I did. Anywho, that administration during my freshman year turned out to be pretty damn corrupt. There was some corruption. I'm not sure what the exact history is. I'm not sure what the exact terms are. Look, I don't have any evidence I'm trying to show. I'm not here to make any judgments or calls specifically, but the feeling around the school, and my assumption, of course, is, with no verification, of course, is that it was corrupt, and there was problems there. And a lot of people knew about them, and it was publicized to a certain extent that the SGA had been taking money from clubs and organizations and budgets and using it for themselves. They did end up going on a ski trip. They did end up using this money for their own personal gain, leisure, and entertainment. So it's interesting that that was never fully investigated or put into the public. I think the Tower Light should put a story on it of the history of the SGA, because their history isn't all roses. It is not all, you know, beautiful. There's some ugly stuff. Granted, the president was someone who was well known. I don't know his name any longer. But he was here. He did a job. He was the lead during the corruption. And I remember, you know, the only evidence that I would have to point to and show you, like, here, there was effects on this, because there were effects. The only thing that I would have to show for it, or my allegations, I guess you could call it, the only thing I could say was, during my sophomore year, I know budgets were cut on clubs and organizations, and I knew that clubs were struggling, and I knew that many extracurriculars around campus were not being funded anymore, because they had to make up for that deficit that the SGA ended up taking and using for themselves. So, there's my two cents on the administration of SJ that was there all the way back in my freshman year. It reached into sophomore year. I don't know what happened to sophomore year SJ. I fell off of that because, you know, after I heard about what happened freshman year, I was like, well, I mean, this organization is clearly not working for the students. It's working for themselves. What's the point of paying attention? So I missed out on a, you know, few months there. But now coming up to this, you know, past year, junior year, for me, was interesting because we finally saw a new type of administration coming in. We saw Transform Towson showing up. And I'll give them a shout out. You know, this podcast isn't just about ragging on issues and blasting people and talking shit. Granted, that's the majority of it because there is some shit to talk about this place. But at the end of the day, there's also some good things that are going on here. And Transform Towson was a good administration. They have done a good job. And every time that a student that I know has reached out to them, they've always gotten a response back, whether that be on social media, whether that be on Twitter, whether that be on email, phone call, text message, official form. Doesn't matter. They always are on top of their shit. And that's what I like. You know, it's what we need to see at this school. At the same time, it's interesting because we haven't seen some power put to them. You know what I mean? It's interesting. I'm trying to say it's interesting that we have this great group, but they can't get that much done. That's what I'm trying to say. At the end of the day, when they pass these resolutions, it still goes to Kim Schatzel's desk, and she's the one. Kim Schatzel, the president, is the one to sign off on the bill or not. You know, I think I may have mentioned this in a previous episode, but there was an athletics fee. You know, there is an athletics fee at this school. The athletics fee is there basically just for the student athletes. I think it's a complete scam. I think it's bullshit. I think it's fucked up, and I think the school should get rid of it. I think if students who are athletes want to have their fancy academy bus and their private gyms, they should pay for it themselves. Because I'm not here to pay for your athletic career. I'm not. I'm here to pay for my own education. And the fact that Towson makes us pay for those student educations, I think is fucked up. And I will fight that until it is changed. I don't care if I'm a student or an alumni or a faculty member or a staff. Doesn't matter what I become. I'm going to fight that fee for sure because it is $500 per student. That is ridiculous. That money goes right to the athletes. Granted, because of COVID, Transform Towson was like, okay, let's look at what we can do to help students cut the tuition costs, because Kim Schatzel and her, you know, ivory castle bullshit said, oh, we're not going to lower tuition prices, we'll just freeze them. Trust me, I'm going to have a whole episode on how fucking terrible Kim Schatzel is. I don't give a shit how many times I say it. She is not here to be the president of an institution. She's here to be a CEO and make some bank. And she doesn't give a shit about anybody. That's what I have to say about her for right now. Beyond that, when the Transform Towson administration said, let's try and give these students some leeway in the cost, they said, okay, let's cut the athletics fee. Let's cut it down, not even all the way, but a certain percentage to make sure that students have a little bit of wiggle room, you know, for some cost basis. And athletes will still be able to function because they won't have all their on-campus facilities anyway, so it didn't really matter. Here's what happened. They passed their resolution. SGA said, all right, bet, we're going to do this, we're going to cut the fee. Granted, all the athletes are opposed to it because they're entitled bitches. I don't give a fuck who you are, but the people who were on the YouTube administration that day watching the YouTube stream at SGA, the athletes on there were being entitled bitches, saying that they shouldn't cut the fee. I'm sure some athletes aren't entitled bitches, but the ones on there were. They passed their resolution to cut the fee, sent it to Kim's desk, and she said no. She said, oh, we're going to just cut 10% of all fees. Now, granted, oh, 10% of all fees, but no. It means 10% of the total fee amount. So $500 plus all the other fees, then take 10% off of that total. Meaning that less than 10% was taken off of the athletics fee alone. Such a loophole, such bullshit. We all saw it, and she didn't give a fuck. She didn't give a fuck. Oh my god, it was trash. She is some trash. I can't even with her. I'm getting heated up in here with her. Jesus Christ. Let me take a quick break, and I'll be right back, and we're going to go through the new administration that's coming up, that's going to be elected currently this semester. Rise Towson is up next during the Towson SGA. So we're going to talk about Rise Towson, what they stand for, who they are, and whether I think they're going to be a good fit for this institution or not. We'll be right back right after this quick message. Thank y'all for listening to Tigers Against Tyranny.